Right, there we go. Welcome back to my second hour on air. This is Dwayne van Rensburg on Filling the Gap, Radio Pulpit and Cape Pulpit from Gauteng to the Cape. It's so awesome to give a shout out to all of our listeners. And you know what's even more special? Sitting in studio and actually seeing people all the way from Australia, Chris Scholes, right now, working night shift, and he's listening. It's so awesome to give a shout out to Charles Oosthuizen, listening from Mumbai in India tonight. That is awesome. And then, of course, also the youth movement right now touring Israel. We got a message earlier tonight from Jerusalem, listening to Radio Pulpit from Jerusalem. It is so, so awesome. And you guys are legends for taking Radio Pulpit with you wherever you go on the road. All right, so we've got something with a bit of a twist this evening. Before we start with our other guests, we have another guest. How do I introduce this guest? Because I just absolutely love her. Let's see if she's there. Rev, can you hear me?
Hi, Dwayne. I'm here. I can hear you. And I'm not sure I'm a guest. I feel like I'm family.
You know what? You should be my co-host. I think you should come co-host this program with me.
Oh, that will be baie lekker.
Ooh, word die Afrikaans in an American biki, accent. Biki. I like it.
Yes, Biki, Biki.
Biki, Biki. Well, it sounds to me like you're doing very, very good. Rev, there's a reason why you are on tonight. What is that reason?
Yeah. It's a very important reason, Dwayne. We know that the municipal elections are coming up, and we wanted to talk today, especially you invited me, and I'm so glad to see people who are on radio who understand active citizenry and the necessity for us as citizens to be active and to participate in governance. So we're here to talk about the elections. We're here to talk about voting and our biblical responsibility to vote. And we're also, hopefully we'll get enough time to, you know, chat a little bit about the logistics around how do you register to vote.
Well, Rev, one of the stuff that usually when we are on air once a month, we talk about that we as the church is his ecclesia, and we've got the responsibility to make our voices heard if it comes to politics, to legislation, if it comes to new rules. And so often as the church, we want to complain after these things have been made policies, but we've got so much authority before that happens. And elections for me, it's very close to my heart, Rev, and you didn't know that about me, but I believe that when someone says, "Can my one vote make a difference?" I believe your one vote can be the swing vote between who sits in the chair and who does not sit in the chair.
Absolutely. I mean, listen, Dwayne, we've seen that we can make a difference. I mean, remember when we talked about the Papuda bill, etc. And through collaboration, joint partnership and collaboration, 4SA was out there sending messages. You and I were on Radio Pulpit, various, you know, people and stakeholders. And look, we got over 100,000 submissions. There were so many submissions that the email crashed. Their email server could not take the submissions. So that's just telling us that, listen, if we lobby, if we mobilize, and if we act, faith without works is dead. There's no point in praying for a change in whatever, change in policies or change in leadership, and you don't vote, because faith without works is dead. We can pray, we can prophesy, we can hold prayer meetings, Zoom online meetings, but we still have to go and vote. The vote is the works aspect, the part of it.
Yeah, I think so. So let's just get right. Let's fall with the dawn to the room. Let's get right to the point. The reason why we are talking tonight is that I don't want to say plead, but we want to make a call to our fellow Christians and the young up and coming adults. I mean, I've got a bunch of three young men in studio with me tonight, which is the next generation. This is the generation whose voices needs to be heard if it comes to who sits in the right chair. And I think very little of them actually knows that they got to go register before, I think, the 18th.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. They have to do that before. It's actually, I think it's the 20th, actually. But, I mean, listen, the elections are coming up. Municipal elections are coming up 27th of October to the 1st of November 2021. There was a constitutional court ruling regarding that. And I think the first thing I want to say before we even get to youth is to talk about the biblical responsibility to vote. There is a biblical responsibility to vote. It's our civic, not just our civic responsibility, but as you've said, as the ecclesia, as the church and body of Yeshua, we have a biblical responsibility to vote. So I want to encourage everybody out there, don't allow the enemy to deceive you into thinking that your vote does not count. And allow that to keep you from voting. Don't allow the enemy or anybody out there to deceive you to think that politics is too corrupt. It cannot be absolved. So why should I vote? Yes, there is a level of corruption, and that's exactly why you must vote. Because if you don't vote, the corruption will remain. Hmm. So the fact that corruption is there should not be justification for you to not vote. The fact that many of us are disillusioned, Dwayne, many of us think that, you know, change can't happen because things have gone too far. No. Kenako, it's time. We can still make a change. And you are the change. You must be the change. You and I, when we come together, we have shown that each and every little one vote adds up. It counts. And please don't tell me that you're too busy, because we can say we're too busy, but when, you know, the pawpaw hits the fan because we didn't vote, then we're going to cry and we're going to see that what we were busy with, whether you were busy with watching TV or reality show, was, you know, we were not too busy to make a difference in our lives. So, you know, the Bible says in Matthew 22:16-21, and it was just Matthew 16:22-16, render unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. You know, Jesus at the time was talking to the Romans there to tell them to pay the taxes. And he was telling them that, look, if you're going to be good citizens, there's certain things that you need to do, payment of taxes. And I want to adjure everybody out there that good citizens don't only pay taxes, they also ensure that they participate in the voting process. Please, let's not vote emotionally. The fact that your parents have been voting for a particular party for so many years, that is not justification for voting for that party. Consider the issues. We're not here, Dwayne and I, to tell you what party to vote for, but we're saying consider the issues, check the values, all of those. If the candidates who are standing there, ask questions. Are they qualified for the post that they are standing for? What is the track record of that candidate that you are voting for? What is their character record? Have they been found guilty of offenses involving moral turpitude? Who are their friends and their associates?
I know.
He that walks with the wise shall be wise.
Mm.
What is their stance on certain issues? These are all things that we must consider when we are actually voting for somebody. So it's not just, oh, my parents voted for this party for the last 50 years, and I'm also going to vote for this party. No, let's look at the issues and let's look at the candidate and see what that candidate stands for. Vote for the individual who's best suited. Look for character traits and values as well as skill and experience, and consider how the candidates stand on a particular issue. Don't get caught in the trap of voting just because, you know, it's a generational party that you've been selected to. And as you've said, young people, a special call to young people out there to vote. You too have a voice, and you must use it to express the kingdom worldview and perspective. Use your voice to ensure that as a nation, South Africa, we get the leaders that we truly deserve, and we get the South Africa that we want to see being birthed. So, you know, South Africans, I believe, are entitled. I went to the website. Says that they're entitled to register up until 20th of September. And I will give you the website address for more information, because we probably don't have enough time to go through all the logistics. But you need to register, please. Register in the voting district where you live. And this is particularly important for municipal elections. Mm. Because you can only vote in the voting district where you are registered.
All right, so Rev, you covered where to vote and all of that. I'm gonna leave you with this last 30 seconds of this. You believe that there's something special in this specific election. Why is that? Go for it.
I think it's very special because, as you know, we had a landmark constitutional court ruling in June last year where, you know, we have believers. My dear friend Michael Louis went out there, drove the process, and the whole electoral process is being changed right now to allow for independent candidates to stand. So that, you know, going forward, in the elections coming forward, we don't have to just vote for a party, but we can vote for independent candidate. So all I'm saying is that we're in a new season. Isaiah 43:19. Behold, see, I will do a new thing. I will take you out of the wilderness, says God, and I will bring streams of life. So this is a new season that we're coming in South Africa. We're coming out of that political wilderness. Take advantage, take opportunity to go out there and vote. This is a new trajectory. That constitutional court changed the trajectory of South African politics forever. So let's take this opportunity. Make sure we go and vote for the right candidates. Make sure if you are a South African citizen, you are 18 years old, and you have a green barcoded ID book or a smart card ID, you can go there and vote, register, make an appointment to apply for registration, and just do all of those things. But make sure you go to the website, www.elections.org.za. www.elections.org.za. Like I said, we don't have time to talk about everything that needs to be done, but if you go to that website, you will see everything that needs to be done, the logistics around that. So come on, South Africa. Let's go out there. Let's vote. Let's stop criticizing, complaining, and whining and whinging. Let's go out there and vote for the right candidates, showing servant hearts and character, good moral values, ethical values, character. Let's go and vote. And you young people, Genako, it's time. It's your appointed time to make your voice heard as well.
That, of course, being Reverend Paul Kupai. And Rev, I know that you and myself will be having a show again Monday the 27th of September with more on Kingdom legislation. Very excited for that. Thanks for your time, Rev.
Thank you so much, Dwayne. And again, I always appreciate you, and thanks for this opportunity. Go and vote there.
Awesome. Thank you, Rev. Thank you. Blessings to you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.